AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says corruption may be the biggest impediment to Kenya's economic growth and opportunities. During a joint news conference with Kenya's president in Nairobi, Obama says leaders need to lead the effort to combat the business-as-usual attitude among public servants.
When people of integrity at the highest level say this is a priority, we're going to stop this, and are willing to hold people at the highest levels accountable and not just the small-time corruption, that begins to change the culture.
The president noting that in the past, the U.S. has seen all kinds of corruption, but over time, the country showed that when people decided it's a priority to stop it, corruption can be stopped. Family and friends of an Illinois woman found dead in a Texas jail cell are holding her wake and funeral near the Chicago suburb where she grew up. An autopsy report found that Sandra Bland used a plastic trash bag to hang herself 3 days after being arrested during a confrontational traffic stop in Texas. Her family questions the findings, saying she was excited about starting a new job and wouldn't have taken her own life. Police in Lafayette, Louisiana say John Russell Hauser, the gunman who killed two people, wounded nine others at a movie theater, fired into the audience, then tried to escape by blending into the crowd. After one of the wounded was able to pull the fire alarm, Chief Jim Kraft.
The shooter did not enter the front lobby of the theater. He actually exited out a side door where his car was parked in an apparent attempt to get to his vehicle.
The two women killed were 21-year-old Macy Breaux and 33-year-old Jillian Johnson. Breaux's body was brought to the same hospital where she was readying to become a radiology technician. Johnson ran clothing and art boutiques and played in a rock band. This is AP Radio News. A day after giving the U.S.-led coalition permission to use its main airbase to fly airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Syria, Turkey has launched its own attacks on both the militant group in Syria as well as Iraqi bases of the PKK. That's a Kurdish separatist group. Suzanne Frazier is in Ankara.
Turkish fighter jets attacked camps belonging to Kurdish militants in northern Iraq overnight. It was the first time that Turkish jets have crossed into Iraqi airspace to attack Kurdish rebels there since 2013.
Police in Turkey have also arrested more than 300 people said to be working with the Islamic State, the PKK, or a left-wing group inside the country. Australian police say a man has been mauled to death by a large shark while diving with his daughter off the Australian island state of Tasmania. Government ranger tells a newspaper, The Examiner, that today's attack happened near an area where a 15-foot great white was recently seen. Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.